Chapter 2. If you're not under control, then you cannot be in charge. Despite the success of the feature film Hulk, released in 2003, my favorite adaptation of the Incredible Hulk comic book character goes back to the campy television version of the 1970s. An old photo of a young, skinny kid, painted green from head to toe for Halloween, proves my early devotion. In many ways, the Hulk was the anti-superhero. Bruce Banner may have been the mild-mannered alter ego, but when he got mad, we weren't always sure the green monster was going to act for good. He didn't have a spot on the Justice League, that's for sure. Comics freaks might think of him as one of the original X-Men, a mutant, forever changed by an unfortunate mishap and forever longing to return to normal. What made the show compelling was the struggle we watched week after week. This nice, peaceful man tried in vain to contain the raging monster lurking just below the surface. We never knew what it was going to take to set him off, but we knew that at least once in each show, he would be transformed and all hell would break loose. Perhaps what was most frustrating for Bruce Banner was that he wasn't fully aware of what the Hulk would do or had done. He was only aware of what he was capable of doing. That's why the famous quote was so poignant. "Please don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry." He didn't like himself when he was angry. Bruce Banner could not control the reactive monster within. The control he needed to manage his condition was always in the hands of everyone else. That's why he had to warn the people around him. It was up to them to manage his reactions, because he had lost the ability to control himself, and the results were not pretty. In fact, they were usually disastrous. It's one thing to believe you're the Incredible Hulk when you're 7 years old and it's Halloween. That's cute. It's another thing to believe it when you're a grown man, having lunch in a public place with your wife and kids. That's sad. I recently watched a man take his family hostage. He sat there with his wife, his 10-year-old son, and a toddler in a high chair. No one talked. The family looked like they had been muzzled, not allowed to make eye contact or interact at all. When the mom started to feed the toddler, I found out why. After a couple of fussy refusals to open his mouth, the father shouted at the child, "Eat!" There was no pretense of propriety, no understanding that we were all in a public place, an enclosed space. There was only a disrespectful bark. Later, the older son started blowing bubbles in his drink. This time, the father actually screamed these words, "You're about to push me past my breaking point!" It's hard to believe a 10-year-old has that much power, that he can push a grown man past his breaking point. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. The unfortunate truth is that many of us live our relationships this way. We continually surrender control over our emotional responses to those around us. When we need others to accept us or validate us by doing whatever we tell them to do, we make them the caretakers of our emotional remote controls. Bonzi Wells, a guy who gets paid to play basketball for the NBA, was once fined for making an obscene gesture at a fan. When questioned later about the incident, he responded, "If that fan was a little more professional, you know, I probably wouldn't have had to do that." Okay, who's getting paid to be there? Who's supposed to be the professional? Please. Of course, we can't judge Bonzi too harshly. We've all been guilty of pinning our emotional responses on others. According to the Hebrew Bible, it all started back in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. After they ate the forbidden fruit, they started the blame game. First, Adam blames Eve. Then he blames God for creating Eve in the first place. Eve then blames the serpent. It's no wonder one of their sons killed the other in a jealous, reactive rage. Reactive, other-focused patterns don't fall far from the tree. Whatever you believe about the story, it demonstrates one solid truth. We've been blaming others from the very beginning. Taking responsibility for your own actions is a sign of maturity. Owning up to your mistakes without blaming your circumstances, other people, or your childhood, this is when you know you're a grown-up. But that's only one step on the path to bringing yourself under control. Learning to be under control means taking responsibility for your decisions before, during, and after you make them. I'm not saying you don't ever make mistakes. This isn't about trying to be flawless. This is recognizing that no one, not even your kids, can make you feel anything, think anything, or do anything. Period. Your children cannot push you over the edge, press your magic buttons, or bring you to the brink. They are simply not that powerful. Your emotional responses are up to you. You always have a choice.